Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/entitledparents. Our first post of this episode comes from WorriedShift4961 and it's titled Bully Gropes Girl, Gets His Ass Handed to Him and Entitled Parents Try to Expel the Girl. So there's this very small girl, at the time in 8th grade and her dad is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu instructor. I don't know if that's what you call it, like he has his own school and everything. Dad obviously taught her how to defend herself. One day a bully, male and in 12th grade, is getting a bit weird and starts trying to flirt with her and she's very uncomfortable. Creepy bully persists, is harassing this little girl for at least 5 minutes. He then gropes her and I don't think anyone has ever hit a combo move so quick. This girl has pulled off what has got to be one of the fastest knockouts ever. She kicks him in the groin and follows it with an uppercut which flowed back down into an atomic elbow. This grade 12 guy was out like a light in less than half a second. Anyway, the parents of the bully start trying to take action and get this girl in as much trouble as possible for beating up their son. They called a meeting with the principal and the girl's parents. The principal sided with them and decided that the girl should leave their school. Dad is furious but the school doesn't budge. Eventually Dad says, "My daughter is staying at this school and that sicko is leaving. He can either leave quietly and immediately or we can escalate this. We'll sue for sexual assault and come after both the school and the family." The school waived all punishment the girl had been given and expelled the bully on the spot. That dad could not have been prouder of his daughter for knocking out a creep who was literally 3 times her size. The next post from Chonk Lover is titled My, 19M, Mom, 40SF, is a psycho. So I fell asleep on our couch after I worked 12 a.m. to 7 a.m. and I usually work until 9 a.m. but I injured myself at work so I had to drive an hour home to go to the doctor's. After my doctor's appointment I fell asleep on the couch as mentioned previously, and she doesn't like that very much. So her response to that happening is waking me up by pouring water directly into my mouth into my throat. I woke up choking, coughing and spitting water everywhere. And all she said was, "Don't sleep on my couch. Go to your FC King room." My sister who watched even spoke up and said that what she did was way too far. Currently searching for an apartment. The next post from Unidentified Op is titled Entitled Mother Wants ME to Apologize and Go Home Because She Doesn't Want to Wash the Dishes and Clothes, Father Flies Back and Releases Hell on Her. Dot. So a little background. I left home after my aunt confronted my mother about the lack of punishment on my brother for filming me change and sharing that video with his friends. Mother calls police Knott's aunt and now I am currently in a youth home which no one knows where it is except my aunt. My family had cut contact with her and my brother. So into this story. I have been going low contact with my mother and no contact other than leaving my brother on read. My mother has been spamming my phone telling me she will let me go home if I apologize for making a scene and to apologize to the rest of my family for making them go through this. I ignored her. She later calls me and here is how it goes. M. Come home. Your tantrum has gone too far. You need to apologize and get a grip and come home. Me. Just listens, no reply. M. I said come home and apologize now. Me. No. I cut the call. She calls back after 15 minutes. I pick up and listen for a while until this hits. M. Come home now. I don't want to wash dishes and do laundry and cook while I work. It's tiring. You used to do all that when your grandma was not here. ABD she's not here so you have to do it. Me. Silent. M. Do you hear me you ungrateful child? You better. I cut her off. M. E. No. You listen to me and you remember. I will never go home to you and I will never go near you and him ever again. Take this as courtesy notice. I am no longer your daughter, you will never see me or hear from me again. I hang up and blocked her number. 2 days later, my aunt messaged me and told me my dad was at her door. I have not seen him since I was 5 after my parents got divorced on the grounds of his affair. And my family hates him for that. My aunt was pissed that he showed his face at her door. He asked nicely to know where I am and to go and see me. My aunt, of course, in her fashion, laid it onto him about his affair. He took it and apologized after and asked for my whereabouts. My aunt messaged me to say if I was okay with my dad knowing where I was. I told her it would be fine if we met at a cafe or restaurant nearby. So we met today and had a nice breakfast. He asked me what was wrong and why I had run away. I thought he knew so I said, "What do you think?" He said M told him that I got scolded and grounded for something and was pissed so I ran away. And it was probably teenage angst according to M. I was fucking dumbfounded. I told him that's not even close to why. I told him everything. Everything that happened after. What she did, more like didn't do, and how she reacted when I tried to tell her I felt unsafe. He was fucking pissed. He was pissed for the fact that he didn't know about it earlier and for the fact M tried to lie and get him to coerce me into going home. After the meeting, he told me he was going to M's house and confronting her. He says he will take me away with him and threatens to sue her for abuse because some of the things she did to me is cause for emotional and psychological abuse. He is also threatening to cut off my brother's education fund and transfer them for me to use. He left and I don't know what happened afterwards, but I think he is going to speak to his lawyers with me soon. The next post from Cat's Mom 585 is titled, "When my kids turn 15, they will be your responsibilities." Growing up, my brother was given a lot more attention and resources than me, because my parents believed that as the firstborn son, he was meant to do big things. Long story short, he made him go bankrupt to pay for his lifestyle and then went bankrupt himself, while I worked very hard to be where I am today in a different country which has a better education system, but college is very expensive. He got a girl pregnant and they had a daughter who is a year old. He announced to the family that when his daughter and future kids turn 15, he would send them to me, and I would be 100% responsible for them until they finish college, because I have money and no kids. This was after they physically, mentally, and financially abused me for years. I told him that I only rescue cats. My husband and I are cat people. They thought I was joking. I guess when the kid is 15, they will realize I meant exactly what I said. The next post from a man sitting is titled, "You are an adult, you should not have any toys anymore anyway." My mother, who with this sentence, showed her entitlement for the first on a whole new level actually. So, for a bit of backstory. As a child I got into Pokemon quite early. My first special memory of Pokemon is from when I was about 8 or 9. We were on holidays in Italy with my grandma and of course my grandma knew I really liked Pokemon cards. So in classic grandma fashion she got me some Italian packs. The release of the X Sandstorm wasn't too long ago. Lucky me drew the really cool looking Raichu X from this set. From that day on I was hooked. No birthday, no Christmas, no holiday at all passed without me wishing for some booster packs or deck sets etc. My collection grew and grew. About 5 or 6 years ago I switched over to collecting Pikachus as my main focus. I know very basic but it comes from that first Raichu, due to the fact that I had to buy all my cards myself by that time because of course I was not a kid anymore, my collection grew slowly. I could only treat myself to a few special Pikachu cards every few months if I got some leftover money from working on the side. Lately I had to take a break from really collecting, money was quite tight, and I had to focus my spending on my education. I am studying full-time on my bachelor and will soon finish my degree. Now that the background is laid out, comes the entitled part. I had the opportunity from my study program to go abroad for 1 year. I took this chance gladly and went to study in Zagreb for almost 1 year. In that year, unbeknownst to me, my parents went through the attic to clean it out and sell or give away anything they didn't want anymore. Now to be clear, I did not put any part of my Pikachu collection up into the attic. The value of those cards monetarily and all other cards sentimentally is way too high to just put them there. Once I got back home, I went looking for my collection where I left it in my room. I was looking forward to going through it again and enjoying all the memories. I was also thinking about how I would treat myself to another edition in a few months if possible and also what I would really like to add to it once I finish my studies and start working a full-time job. Sadly, I was not able to find my collection anywhere in my room. So I went to my mother and asked her if she had put it away somewhere. In all seriousness and without any emotion on her face, she answered, "Oh, those silly old Pokemon cards, I gave them away, honey. Some kids in need will surely be happy to play with them." The only thing I could stammer due to being so dumbfounded was why she did not ask me before doing so. And here comes the legendary line, "Oh, you know, I didn't think you would mind helping out some kids in need. And after all, you are an adult, you should not have any toys anymore anyway." After that line I just went to my room and curled up on my bed, thinking about all the lost memories, fun times and OFC my hard-earned money. One of my most prized possessions in the collection apart from the sentimental ones, was the full art Mario Pikachu. Which in itself represented a sentimental connection to my childhood, but I will not get into that now. The post is pretty long already. And just to clarify, I do not really care about the money that was lost, of course it hurts, but the cards itself were way more valuable to me than the monetary value behind some of the cards. I never thought about selling them at all, even when money was super tight for me. I just went to work more. I hope this story is somewhat interesting compared to some of the others. The talking was translated into English. It is not my first language. The next post from Imru12 is titled "My sister hid her lied about her son's sickness to me." My sister's son was sick last weekend. Through the family grapevine, I heard it was hand food and mouth. My one-year-old son had been with her son, so I asked what was wrong. She told me that he didn't have it and the doctor has told her that his rash was how the infection was leaving the body. I pay my mum for childcare and she takes my son to my sister's house every day so the kids can all play together. My sister struggles to handle her child. We think that he is on the autism spectrum but not diagnosed, as he's only 2. Yesterday my son has come out with a rash and spots. He has hand, foot and mouth. Turns out my mum and sister lied to me about my nephew having it, so I didn't request my son to be kept separate from him as my sister can't cope on her own. I'm absolutely fuming. I understand kids catch anything and everything, but it could have been avoided. Now my baby is seriously struggling and it's sad to see. Anyway, that's my rant. Thank you for listening. Edit. I just wanted to thank everyone for the overwhelming support. You are all so kind. The next post from NoClue1327 is titled "M tries to blame me for her kid's behavior." In 2019, my school held a small sort of carnival for the students. It was over 3 days, first day for pre-primary and primary students, second day for junior and senior students, and the third day for senior secondary students. Parents were invited on the first and second days. On the second day, I volunteered at a beverages stall. Midday, a lady comes holding her son's hand. She asks for 2 large Pepsi, S. I ask if she wants ice in him. She says yes, she pays. Just after I hand over the drinks, her son opens the lid on his and fishes out the ice with his hands and puts them in his mouth. Now understandably I was disgusted, because although this was pre-pandemic, cleanliness dude. M sees this happen, turns to me and demands to know why I put ice in the drink. I show her the receipt. It says "with ice" in capital letters. She says she wants to change the drink. I say we won't change the drink because your son put his hand in his. She demands a refund because she didn't want ice in their drinks. I tell her I asked her and she said she wanted ice in her drinks. She gets on my ass about how I made her pay extra and now her son is eating out the ice disgustingly because of me. Honestly though, it was very stupid, so I didn't even bother replying. She was led out by some teachers after she started screaming her lungs out, lol. P.S. There was no difference in the prices for with ice and without ice. This was in the month of February, so it was just for preference. The next post from LazyAthlete12 is titled "Entitled Mom Says She Owns the Store." A bit of backstory: I am 16 and work at GameStop. My boss and the owner of the store is one of my good friends. His name is Mark for this story. So it was a Tuesday afternoon. I was working a shift at the mall GameStop. I work at 2 GameStops, both owned by Mark. One just switch shifts. A Tuesday afternoon, a kid walks in without a parent. He looked about 9. So I asked him if he need any help. He said he just looking around. A couple minutes go by, he asks me if he can take a game and pay it later. Now I get this a lot, but mostly for consoles, not $60 games. I say no, we don't do tabs here. He then tells me the owner said he could. I tell him no. He storms off. A couple minutes later, him and a woman come in. She tells me she is the owner and she gave him permission to take out a tab. Great. No, sorry ma'am, I know the owner, you're not him. Also, he does not let people take out tabs. She then proceeds to take the game and book it. I called mall security, they caught her. Then I broke the news that all games on shelves are empty cases. She screamed and got taken away. I told Mark, he laughed. The next post from Chatterbox23 is titled "Father Continues to Refuse to Acknowledge My Disability, Autism." Dot. Was in urgent care for a piece of glass in my foot, got it out thankfully, it was driving me crazy, and the nurse said, "Your dad's out in the car." I went out to the car and my dad wasn't in the car, so I figured he was doing something in the waiting room or something else. Dad comes out and instantly says, "Do you not understand that you're supposed to tell me that you're done?" This is one of his favorite things to say when he doesn't feel like saying "I'm dumb." I really wanted to let him have it because he's worked in social services, psychology longer than I've been alive, and yet he refuses to understand my autism. Sure, I should have told him, but I just don't think that way. I'm so tired of this crap, bro. The next post from the Moth Gang is titled "Entitled Grandmother." My grandmother is the entitled parent in this story. I was raised Greek Orthodox. I left the church after I came out as trans because my grandmother wouldn't let me go in anything other than a dress. My grandmother has always been picky about how I dress and look because dressing how I want embarrasses me in front of my friends. My grandmother has always been entitled, homophobic, transphobic, and racist, even though she's not white. She screams at servers if they get her meal wrong, and threatens not to tip them. Yeah, she's not the best. And if her sisters come along, they all complain and scream and embarrass me at restaurants or stores or whatever. If you see a Greek lady with seven other people that look and act exactly like her, it's prob my grandmother, and I'd suggest you stay far away. So anyway, when I was 11, my grandmother tried to set up an arranged marriage for me and this boy who went to my church. I told my grandmother that I like girls and she flipped out and basically forced me to go on a date with this guy. She'd tell me about how great it would be if I married a nice Greek boy that went to her church and manipulated me into dating him for over a year. He was really sweet, and we're friends to this day, but he understood that I didn't like him, so he actually broke up with me. He's my hero to say the least. My grandmother, after hearing the news, was in denial hardcore. Oh, don't worry, sweetheart, you'll get back together with him when you're older. But I like girls. She responded with a screaming fit all in Greek in the middle of Walmart. I don't speak Greek, but I understood a majority of what she was saying. It was something like, you're gonna be a shameful whore if you stay a lesbian, you need to carry on the Greek heritage with a nice Greek boy. Keep in mind I was 12 at this age and my grandmother was calling me a whore. In order to get her to stop screaming at me, I called my grandfather, aka not entitled, and he came to Walmart to pick me up. Before he got there, one very nice lady came up to my grandmother and asked, is everything okay? And my grandmother responded by screaming at her, no, mind your own business, N-word. I was extremely ashamed and embarrassed, and so I walked away and sat outside until my grandfather got there. Finally, my grandfather picked me up and I explained everything to him and he cussed out my grandmother that night. I am now 21 and still live with my grandparents. My grandmother is a lot kinder now, but still very entitled. I can't even go near any of her sisters. But my life is hood now and I'm getting my own apartment soon. I have a shit ton of more stories if y'all wanna hear about it, including my little brother who was kicked out of my grandparents' house for smoking weed. He now lives with my stepdad instead of the crazy douchebag of our grandmother. The next post from Thread of Destiny is titled My Mom Keeps Wishing for Me and My Siblings to Die. Dot. This is gonna be long, but yeah. Anytime my mom is angry, she immediately resorts to cursing me and my siblings. Ranging from praying to God that we die as we have made her life a living hell, to wanting to throw us out of the house because our uselessness reminds her of her husband, aka our father. Wanna know the best part? We usually get our daily doses of this shit over forgetting to make our beds sometimes and not being able to clean the dinner table, our rooms, what have you. There are much larger issues at play here though. My father is abusive, beats my mother any chance he gets. I always try my best to stop this and get a few bruises of my own, and my mother isn't financially secure enough to leave him. Second, I'm a 20-year-old girl with three siblings, two brothers aged 16 and 3, and a sister aged 18. And I can't do shit about the horrible lives of me and my siblings because I don't have a job yet. She never apologizes to us directly, she just keeps saying that our father has made her like this and she didn't mean any of it. She has anxiety and depression for sure, but that surely isn't a reason enough for her to take it out on us, right? I have emotional baggage of my own too, but I don't take it out on my siblings or friends or anyone else in general. How am I supposed to cope with this toxic environment until I'm able to move out? Some advice would be great. Today's last post from Strayhorn the Third is titled M Lies to My Family Because I Won't Call Her. I have been out of my mom's house for 2 years now and it has really improved my mental health. Coming from a home or someone who never listens and ignores my feelings, getting out really made a difference. I tried to be a good son and stay in touch, but that turned into a perpetual misery affair. My mom never called unless she wanted me to do something, never a social call. She feels the need to call me up and tell me check the oil in my car but can't be bothered to send me a happy birthday text. I tried to explain to her that I don't just want to be her errand boy and even overcorrected and tried to talk to her every time I thought about her, but she never tried to meet me halfway. So, around a month ago, I blocked her number and called it quits. Cut to 3 days ago, I just got in my car after work and there is a missed call from my local police department. After a bit of research, I guessed that I was someone in my family's emergency contact and that is why the police gave me a call. but looking through my recent calls, none of my other family members has called or texted me. So I decided to wait for more information. A day passed and my aunt called me up and demands to know where I have been. I calmly tell her that I was at work and at home, but she seemed angry with me. She then tells me she has been worried sick about me, to which I ask, why? Now, this is the first call I have received from a family member beside my mom this year. So I am not convinced this is really a social call, but I got my answer when my aunt clarified that my mom told her I was in a car accident. I told her that never happened, as I have not called that woman in over a month, nor have I been in any car accident. My aunt asked me why my mother would lie, and I told her that I was fine and that she doesn't need to worry about me. We finished the call and I had to take a moment to breathe after that. Obviously displeased with not being able to reach me, my mom lied about me being in danger to spur the other family member to contact me for her. TLDR, I blocked my mom, and as revenge she told my family I was in danger.